Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff, and a special edition today, July 4th. Happy July 4th to all of our listeners out there on all of the radio stations across the Good Stuff Network. Hopefully, you observe the 4th of July today, right, Kim?
Exactly. We hope that you do.
The days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 101st days of 76, running July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times pro rodeo of the year. A steer roping July 23rd. Rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
And since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. Just call 605-642-5884. They have more than 25 vendors, ever-changing lineup of merchandise at Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish. Kim, it's the 4th of July, so happy 4th.
Thank you very much. Happy 4th to you. It's an amazing thing to celebrate if we really stop and ponder what it really means.
And what do you have to share with us on the 4th of July edition of The Good Stuff?
Well, actually, I did not realize until last week, I was with a friend, Pat Schimmer, and she was explaining to me that it wasn't until recently that military people, past military, if you were retired or not in the service anymore, or if you were not in a uniform, you could not say salute the flag. For example, if the flag came by. And I did not realize that. Veterans and active duty military not in uniform can now render the military style hand salute during the playing of the national anthem, thanks to some changes in federal laws. And so she shared that with me, and I thought that's a good thing to share on the 4th of July. These military people, I would think it would almost be instinct. They would have to force themselves not to raise their hand in salute because they're so familiar with that. The military salute is a unique gesture of respect that marks those who have served in our nation's armed forces. This provision allows the application of that honor in all events involving our nation's flag. One thing that Pat mentioned was a lot of past military people aren't even aware that this has changed. And so I thought, what a great way to share with everyone and a perfect day to do it. The new provision improves upon a little-known change in federal law that authorizes veterans to render the military-style hand salute during the raising, lowering, or passing of the flag, but it did not address saluting during the national anthem. Last year's provision also applied to members of the armed forces while not in uniform. Traditionally, members of the nation's veteran service organizations have rendered the hand salute during the national anthem and at events involving the national flag while wearing the organization's official headgear. And now they can do it. The most recent change authorizing hand salutes during the national anthem by veterans and out-of-uniform military personnel was sponsored by Senator Jim's Info of Oklahoma, an Army veteran. So now they can salute, and they do not even have to be wearing the hat of their service.
I thought maybe I would share something today about veterans, and this is rightfully so on our 4th of July, because that's why we are the free country that we are. From Mike Pujalo, it's called Lest We Forget. Never again was the heartfelt motto. Lest We Forget became the Veterans Day theme, but the big guns did not long stay silent, and peace is still a will-o'-wisp dream. In the war to end all wars, I had one grandfather on each side. For my parents, my brothers, sisters, and I, it's a fortunate neither one died. Both fought for God and country, believing their cause was just. Nights they would pray, they'd live to the day, when the big guns would all turn to rust. Lest we forget the thousands who died in the trenches, the millions who have perished in pain. We owe it to all the victims of war to keep striving for never again. Again, that's Mike Pujalo. We appreciate that being sent to us here. And folks, we just want to remind you, if there's going to be a parade in your community today or some kind of a 4th of July celebration, you need to get out there and help celebrate that today.
Exactly, exactly. Support those activities.
Fly your flag and be proud to be an American and a United States citizen. Folks, thanks for joining us. And again, happy 4th of July from Kim and I here at The Good Stuff.